Join me in Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12. I'm going to read a good bit of this chapter, and it's going to be weird. But hang with me, because it's going to connect in an important way with what we're about to remember. So this is chapter 12. Let's start in verse 1. John writes, "A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. And she was with child, and she cried out, being in labor and in pain to give birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns on his heads and 7 diadems. And he swept away a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth, so that when she gave birth, he might devour her child. And she gave birth to a son, a male child, who's to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up to God and to his throne. Then the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared by God so that she would be nourished for 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels waging war with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels waged war, and they were not strong enough, and there was no longer a place found for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. Then I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, who accuses them before God day and night. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. And they did not love their life even when faced with death. For this reason, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, knowing that he has only a short time." I'm wondering if you're wondering why I would choose to read that before this, before the table, before the memorial meal. It's kind of bizarre, isn't it? Revelation is a strange book to us, but I think strange only because we are unfamiliar with this writing style. John's audience, at least large portions of it, would have been very familiar with this. But notice what we have in this segment we read. John has seen a vision, and this vision is a story that teaches a lesson. There's a message here. And I would contend that the message has everything to do with the meal that we were about to share. Will you hang with me for a minute and let me piece that together for you? The story has 3 main characters. There is a woman, a very pregnant woman, like the time for delivery has come. I think she symbolizes the people of God, although that deserves more unpacking than I'm going to give it this morning. And then there is her child, which I think is clearly an image of Jesus. He symbolizes Jesus. There's that prophetic language of the one who is going to come and rule the nations with a rod of iron. And then there's an adversary, right? The great red dragon. And we don't have to wonder who he symbolizes. Verse 9 tells us this is Satan, our great adversary. And these main characters are part of a battle story. Did you detect that too? There's a war going on here. A war that I think symbolizes all of the efforts, the devil's efforts, all down through time to prevent God from doing what he was determined to do, to prevent God from accomplishing his purpose. And what was that? To bring a savior into the world, to bring us a rescuer who would crush, Genesis 3, the head of the adversary and provide for those of us who are lost forgiveness of sin. Look at verse number 10. I think it's the key in all of this. Because when the battle is over and the devil is defeated, notice what is pronounced from heaven. Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. Do you see that? For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, he who accuses them before our God day and night. And watch this, beginning of 11. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb. Do you see it? All the devil's efforts to impede God from executing his great purpose, they all failed. Jesus did come. And Jesus did go to the cross. And Jesus was victorious over death and the grave. And he was caught up to the Father's right hand. And there he reigns. And it's because of him, the blood of the Lamb, that all of us can overcome with him. Jesus was victorious. And everyone who stands with him shares in that victory. Which brings us to the table. And what we remember today, another angle of what we're doing at the table. May I suggest to you this morning that what this is a victory celebration. I'm a little bit of a student of World War II. And as I was thinking about this meal as a victory celebration, I thought about some of the images that I had seen at the end of World War II, after that long and bloody conflict was finally over. Images of people standing in the streets of the big cities celebrating. You ever seen any pictures like that? And in a sense, that's what this is. We share this meal to celebrate the greatest victory. It is a reminder of that moment when the great adversary was defeated and cast down, and it reminds us of what that victory means to us: salvation, kingdom, hope. And so every Sunday we come to this point and we gather at this place and we share this meal to celebrate victory. But you may have noticed that I didn't finish the chapter. Chapter 12 goes on to describe the ongoing battle we have with the adversary. And we'll leave this table this morning. And we will continue the struggle that is described at the end of chapter 12 with the adversary. But here's the good news about that. You and I go out and battle the devil every day, already knowing the truth about the adversary. He's a loser. He's lost every time. And the outcome of this great final struggle, we know that too. You just got to go a little further in Revelation, and it's there. The devil and those who stand with him are destined for the lake of fire. We know how it all ends. The question that's left for me and you to answer is what side we'll be on. And so as we come to the table today, we don't just celebrate the victory, but we anticipate the ultimate victory. I would encourage you to use this moment as we leave and go out and do battle, to use this as a reminder that not only did Jesus win at the cross, but ultimately, in the great final struggle, God wins. And so we go away and we're reminded to faithfully struggle and stand with Jesus so that we'll be part of the victory.